Ford County was formed in 1859, making it the youngest county in Illinois. Its geography was part of the reason for the late start. The region's marshy prairie land was too wet for farming. But by the turn of the 20th century, technology had taken most of Ford County's swamps away, as described in this dramatization from a 1904 memoir.
It was covered in swamps, and it's darn difficult to farm a piece of land when the land stands underwater. Well, anyways, someone invented a machine to get rid of the water sitting on top of the farmland. This invention is called a dredge boat, and I love to spend the afternoons watching it work. The dredge boat is a covered boat that has an engine on it. It has a great...
The words are from the book Hidalgo and Home Life at Westlawn by R.A. McCracken, a native of Paxton, the county seat in Ford County. The recording is one of the interactive features at the new Ford County Museum, housed in Paxton's old brick water tower and pump house. It's a handsome building now, but in the 1980s, the 120-year-old pump house was a crumbling old storage building. The Paxton City Council planned to tear it down for a parking lot until a group of residents stepped in. They formed the nonprofit Paxton Foundation and, as President Royce Beyer explains, got the city council to change its mind.
Nobody gave us a grant for $5,000 or $10,000 or anything like that. But the night that the council reversed their decision, we packed the council chamber, which is on the second floor here, and there was standing room only, and the people were lined up down the steps and out on the main street. So the city actually touched a nerve when they were going to tear this down. And they backed right down off their initial decision. And they said, okay, Paxton Foundation, now put your money where your mouth is.
The money added up to $80,000 to stabilize the tower and repair the fallen pump house roof. To raise that amount, the Paxton Foundation found some major donors, but also held bake sales and sold naming rights for tower bricks. But Foundation Vice President Judy Jepson Popel says saving the building was just a first step. Finding a use for it was next.
And at that same time, the Ford County Historical Society was looking for a place for a museum. And they had a committee that went all over the county, and some of them wanted to build a new structure, and many of us wanted it to be in an old structure, and this fit the bill.
The Foundation and the Historical Society joined forces in 2001 and renovated the pump house interior to hold museum exhibits that had long been in storage. There are old Indian arrowheads, a U.S. flag from the Civil War era, and a picture commemorating President Gerald Ford's visit to Ford County in 1974. Plexiglass now allows visitors to look up into the brick water tower. The water tank that sat atop of the tower was dismantled in the 1940s, but there are hopes to install a reproduction of the old tank in its place. And Paxton Foundation President Royce Beyer says they also have hopes that the pump house and the museum inside can revitalize downtown Paxton.
Our original dream was that this become the focal point of the downtown. And since the downtown is slowly fading away, it might be more important now than ever that this be the beginning of a unique area in the downtown that will attract tourists and bring the downtown back to life.
On Saturday in Chicago, the Historical Preservation Group, Landmarks Illinois, will present those behind the Ford County Museum with its Preservation Award for Outstanding Advocacy. Back in Paxton, the Ford County Museum is now open, Sundays from 2 to 4, but special visits are possible if you call ahead. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.